Our scripture lesson this morning is Isaiah 25, verses 6 through 9. On this mountain, the Lord of all hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For me, All Saints Sunday is bittersweet. I find it difficult to remember persons whom I loved and were loved by and not feel sadness as I miss them. Yet could I be so selfish as to wish they were not in heaven? Could I be so selfish as, rather than them be in heaven, have them here to contend with the struggles of life that they now have claimed victory over? These were persons whom God used to mold us into the believers we are today. Not only those who have passed in this year, but many others. Our parents. Perhaps spouses. Siblings. Brothers and sisters in Christ. Mentors. Teachers. The list goes on. Perhaps very likely there are those names whose faces escape us. At least it is for me. There are faces that escape me, and there are names that I have no clue. Yet I remember as a child shadows of teachers who loved me and taught me and were faithful in leading me to love and serve Jesus. As we remember those who have gone before us, particularly those we have known and those we have been in relationship with, were they perfect? No. That's the unfortunate thing about speaking on All Saints Day or in funeral services. Sometimes we make people sound like there were no flaws. If you knew them, you knew their flaws. Were they perfect? No. They were striving, flawed human beings who loved Jesus, loved others, did their best, and depended on the grace of God. Saints are not those in the stained glass windows. Saints are not super Christians with no spiritual struggles or no uncertainties. Saints are not super Christians who do not have aggravating qualities. I have known some very Christian people that were very aggravating. Saints are not super Christians that live a notch above the rest of us. A saint is holy. And holy means set apart for God. Thus a saint is one who has recognized the love and grace of Jesus and therefore has surrendered their hearts and lives to Him, which separates them from the world, and that they now operate from a different set of values than those of society. They are set apart as their goals and their values are now based on the goals and the values of Jesus. So believe it or not, Sally's looking up at a saint this morning. So are you. You are. And I'm looking down at a bunch of saints. For you have set yourself apart. I have set myself apart. And what the goals of my life are, what the goals of your life are, what brings meaning to your life, we have set ourselves apart for God, and thus we are holy, and thus we are saints. Thus we are also flawed. So today we remember and praise God for the saints who were martyred for their faith. Some are recorded in church history, many more are unnamed, but they are very dear to God. We remember those saints, named and unnamed, who went before us over the centuries, leaving us the church today through which we came to know Jesus and hopefully through which we are being faithful. Today we remember the departed saints of Walker United Methodist Church, some of whom stuck with this congregation in times when it appeared Walker would not survive as a congregation. But their faith, their hope, and their commitment left us this local congregation through which today we serve God. And we remember the saints of our personal journeys, our parents, our spouses, our teachers, our friends, whose love and faith still reside with us. Pause for a moment this morning. If you wish, close your eyes, but it's not a directive. But pause and remember. Remember all of those saints who have been part of your life. Allow those precious memories to flood your soul. If you shed a tear, don't try to hide it. It's okay. And if you happen to chuckle at their memory, that's okay too. For if we laugh, or if we cry, we honor their memory in thanksgiving for the part they played in our lives in bringing us to Jesus, or helping us grow in our faith. And we receive joy. And that they now know in the present the vision that Isaiah saw for the future when he proclaimed, "On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-matured wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-matured wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, 'Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, when I look in the mirror, I don't see what I picture to be a saint. But I thank you that you do. I thank you this morning that I'm in a room filled with saints. That I'm in a room filled with people whose values and goals are determined by you, and therefore they are now set apart as holy, set apart to serve you. Lord, you know our flaws. Forgive us where we sin, forgive us where we fail. But help us to always have our eyes on you. And Lord, we would not be here this morning if there had not been the saints that went before us, the saints that established the church, and the saints of our lives. Those saints who showed us who Jesus is. Those saints who shared with us the love of Jesus. Those saints who led us to saving grace. Those saints who inspired us to serve you. So Lord, thank you. Whether we shed a tear or whether we chuckle, may we remember them in love. And may we take our place in line, continuing your ministry. And Lord, it's our hope and our prayer that even though we may not know who they are, you might use us to show that love and to lead others to you. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. This morning you will